In this bulletin, Hong Kong's police chief defends the close-range shooting of a protester. Donald Trump's administration resists an impeachment inquiry by refusing to comply with congressional hearings. And in rugby, the Wallabies look to ramp things up ahead of the game against Uruguay. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Hong Kong's police chief is defending the actions of an officer who shot a pro-democracy protester during clashes on China's National Day. The 18-year-old male protester was shot in the side of the chest by a police officer during demonstrations on Tuesday. Two people are in a critical condition and 51 people were injured in the clashes. Hong Kong Police Commissioner Stephen Lu Wai Tung says the police officer acted in self-defence.
The 18-year-old male was sent to hospital. When he was sent to hospital, he's still conscious. At the moment, I believe the doctors are conducting examination and cure him at the moment. So I do not know the current situation. Maybe the hospital may give you more information.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused the Democrats of bullying amid moves to proceed with an impeachment inquiry. Mr. Pompeo has sternly objected to a move by the House of Representatives to obtain depositions from five current and former State Department officials as part of an impeachment inquiry. The five have been scheduled to give depositions this week and next as the Democratic-led House looks into US President Donald Trump's request to Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. In a letter to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr. Pompeo accused Democrats of an attempt to intimidate, bully and treat improperly the officials. North Korea and the United States have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations this weekend. The agreement follows a months-long stalemate over the withdrawal of sanctions in exchange for disarmament. North Korean officials say the two nations will have preliminary contact on Friday before holding working-level talks on Saturday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will be submitting proposals for a new Brexit deal very soon. It comes as France warns a failure to get a new agreement is the most likely outcome ahead of the October 31 Brexit date. Mr. Johnson has told the BBC the plan would include some customs checks on Ireland after Brexit.
If the EU is going to insist on customs checks as we come out, as it is, then we will have to accept that reality, and there will have to be a system for customs checks away from the border. Now, we think that those checks can be absolutely minimal and non-intrusive and won't involve new infrastructure.
At least 10 people have been injured when a bridge collapsed over a bay in eastern Taiwan. An oil tanker was travelling over the Nan Fan Gao Bridge when it collapsed, with a vehicle falling onto boats in the water below. 10 people were taken to hospital for treatment, 6 of them with serious injuries. Taiwan's Interior Ministry says authorities believe an additional 5 people were on the bridge when it broke. The collapse occurred just hours after a typhoon swept the island. However, it's not yet known whether it was the cause. And in sport, Wallabies player Scott Seo says the team won't be taking any chances against Uruguay, with every remaining game of the World Cup do or die. Despite the patchy nature of their opening win over Fiji and subsequent loss to Wales, coach Michael Checker is expected to rest his key men and roll all his unused players into the starting lineup. Sia says the team will be looking to ramp things up.
I think for us it's probably about just starting fast, you know. I don't think that's necessarily what's, you know, won or lost us games. I think it's very important always to have, you know, a good forward game and set piece no matter what team's playing. But, you know, we just make sure that we just do our job for the team.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 23. Adelaide, windy with a possible morning shower 29. Melbourne, mostly sunny 25. Hobart, partly cloudy 19. Canberra, sunny 25. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, sunny 24. Newcastle, also sunny 25. Brisbane, possible morning shower 25, Cairns, possible late shower 30, and Darwin, sunny 35. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.